Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Abwarten is to wait and see. Abwarten. How would you say I wait and see? Ich warte ab. How would you say you wait and see? Du wartest ab. How would you say you, sir, wait and see? Sie warten ab. How would you say what do you, sir, wait and see? Was warten Sie ab? So you see, abwarten is a separable verb. Ab is a separable prefix. Ich warte ab. So the prefix is separated and is kicked to the end. How would you say I wait the meeting? Ich warte die Besprechung ab. Die Besprechung is the meeting. Ich warte die Besprechung ab. So you see, ab goes to the end. The prefix, the separated prefix, is kicked to the end. Ich warte die Besprechung ab. What we're actually saying here is not I wait the meeting, is I wait until the meeting has finished. So the idea we want to express in German is I wait until the meeting has finished. Ich warte die Besprechung ab. Because abwarten means to wait and see, to wait until something has finished. Ich warte die Besprechung ab. How would you say I wait the day? Or actually, I wait until the day has finished. Ich warte den Tag ab. How would you say I wait until the weekend has finished? Ich warte das Wochenende ab. How would you say I wait until the month has finished? Ich warte den Monat ab. And you see also, abwarten is an accusative verb. Den Monat. Yeah? Masculine accusative article is den. Ich warte den Monat ab. So, abwarten triggers accusative. Accusative articles and endings. So, we can say it in this shorter version in German. Ich warte den Tag ab. I wait the day. I wait until the day has finished. Ich warte das Wochenende ab. I wait the weekend. I wait until the weekend has finished. We can also use the longer version in German. How would you say, I wait until the day has finished? Ich warte, bis der Tag zu Ende ist. You see, until the day finished is, bis der Tag zu Ende ist. Bis introduces here also a so-called subclause and the verb is kicked to the end. Until the day finished is, bis der Tag zu Ende ist. How would you say I wait until the weekend has finished? Ich warte ab, bis das Wochenende zu Ende ist. Zu Ende ist, has finished, or finished is in German. Zu Ende ist. Zu Ende sein, to be finished. How would you say, I wait until the month has finished? Ich warte ab, bis der Monat zu Ende ist. How would you say, I wait until you come home? Ich warte ab, bis du nach Hause kommst. How would you say, I wait until you go to school. Ich warte ab, bis du zur Schule gehst. How would you say, I wait until the pause has finished? Ich warte ab, bis die Pause zu Ende ist, has finished, zu Ende ist. But we can also use the short version. What is the short version? How would you say, I wait the pause? Ich warte die Pause ab. So both mean the same. Ich warte die Pause ab. I wait the pause. I wait until the pause has finished. Or ich warte, bis die Pause zu Ende ist. I wait until the pause has finished. So how would you say, I wait until the Monday has finished? Ich warte ab, bis der Montag zu Ende ist. Or the shorter version, how would you say, I wait the Monday? Ich warte den Montag ab. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb kosten, to cost, kosten, to cost. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 6 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 6 simple sentences. This will take you just 2 minutes. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you enjoy these episodes and know one colleague that could benefit from it, please, can I ask you for a favor? Share it using the social media buttons. You can share it via Facebook, LinkedIn, email, or Twitter. I really appreciate it. And if you have any questions about today's episode, just hit reply to my email. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.